hello to your beautiful knee knife. It's Crystal Rosas back with another episode of Crystal's Nightcap. Tonight we chat about that awful video that was leaked having to do with Saweetie and Quavo. We chat about Britney Spears reacting to her Free Britney documentary. And ladies, why we should always make our own coin.
Sit back, relax. It's Crystal's Nightcap.
Happy Tuesday, and it is summer. I mean, it's barely spring, but it is summer. Today was like 77 degrees out here in the Bay Area. In a lot of places, it was even hotter. So we are getting that summer weather. It's going to be like that until Thursday, I saw. And then on Friday, it's going to get a little cooler. And then over the weekend, it's going to be a little cool. And it might even rain next week. That's what I'm seeing. We never know. But just a little weather update here from your little weather balloon girl. Thank you so much for being here on this beautiful Tuesday night, another episode of Crystal's Nightcap. If you have not subscribed, please subscribe. Share the podcast with your friends. If you are really liking it, I'm live on Wild 94.9 on your radio Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight. I'm also on our free iHeartRadio app. You can take us wherever you are. Check out my socials at La Crystal Rosas to see which markets I'm on the weekends, because I'm on different markets across the country on the weekends. That's pretty cool too. And my online boutique is up and running, so go shop right now, lacrystalrosas.com. Click on that shop tab to see what I have for sale for my little boutique. All right, y'all, we are getting into it, sharing the chisme, anything celebrity news, viral, trending. We're getting into it right meow.
Yo, have you seen this?
Did she just?
No. Really?
Oh my god, look
at
this.
I can't believe it.
We're sharing the chisme.
We sharing the chisme.
Oh, yes, we is. And things got real serious today. I woke up and Quavo and Saweetie were trending. So, of course, we have to talk about this story, about this leaked video surveillance footage that was just blown up today. Everyone was watching it. Everyone was talking about it. It's pretty heartbreaking to watch, honestly. Apparently, this happened a few months ago at Saweetie's apartment in North Hollywood. Y'all know Saweetie. She's from the Bay. Well, born out here, lived in Sacramento for a bit. And Quavo is the rapper from the group Migos. This video, if you haven't seen it yet, it's on the page, wild94.9.com. And what you see in this video is, it's like a minute and 10 seconds long. And you see that, well, it's another elevator video. So it's giving me like Solange, Beyonce, Jay-Z vibes. But even though we don't, I was going to say we don't have video of that. Well, we do have video of that. We don't have audio of that. But what you see in this video with Saweetie and Quavo is that the elevator's doors are open. It looks like Saweetie and Quavo are getting in kind of like a scuffle outside of the elevator. There's this peculiar orange red bag that they're evidently fighting over, and you see that Saweetie kind of claws at Quavo in his head. You can't really tell if she makes contact with him or not. He's dodging, and then she's trying to grab the bag and what looks like run away, but then he kind of grabs her arm in her sweatshirt and yanks her into the elevator. She kind of goes somewhat flying into the elevator walls, and it looks like she's hurt because she's just in the corner of the elevator, crouched, like rocking back and forth. And Quavo looks at her. Then he looks at the camera, which is very awkward for all of us watching. We're like, oh my God, he knows that we are watching. And then the elevator opens. You see a man standing outside of the elevator, and Quavo is trying to push all the stuff that kind of got thrown around in the elevator to make room for him. But the man, he doesn't get on the elevator. He just stays there, which freaked me out, because if I were to see an open elevator and see that there's a girl crying on the floor and a guy just standing there, I mean, that is honestly scary. I want to say that I would go in, but I've talked on the podcast before of how I have gone in the middle of an argument between a couple and it was scary. I'll get to that in a second, but my heart says I want to go in, but I don't know if I would, because I would kind of be scared as well. Anyways, the elevator's doors close and Saweetie is still there on the floor rocking back and forth. But we can assume like she's crying because she looks, from what the footage shows, in distress. And then the elevator opens again. Quavo and Saweetie exit. And as she's exiting, he's keeping the door open for her and she's like limping out what looks like she's barefoot. So it was just really intense to see in general. I saw different things of responses to this video. I've seen people saying that you shouldn't put your hands on a woman at all. I've seen people defending Quavo, saying that she put her hands on him first. And I've just saw a whole bunch of different things. And I've been open to you guys about violence in relationships and in my situations. And I've been open and said that I, in the past, have put my hands on men that I dated, and it's so wrong, and I should never have done that. And it's absolutely not okay on either case to ever put your hands on your partner. That's what I think. Luckily for me, I haven't been in a situation where I've ever been physically abused by a guy, and I'm so thankful for that, and I hope that it never ever happens. And I've had to grow and learn about why it's, even if I'm a female, like, I should not be putting my hands on a man no matter what. Even if I feel like, well, a guy will never hit me back. You never know. Like, you might run into the wrong one day. And that is not good either. So in this case, like, I don't want to take sides. I don't know exactly what happened. The whole situation is just bad. Like, it's all just bad. And I'm happy that Sweetie and Quavo have decided to not be in a relationship anymore. They did call it quits a few weeks ago when Sweetie, maybe it was like 1 or 2 weeks ago. I feel like time goes by so slowly during this pandemic. But yeah, you guys know that she announced on Twitter that she was single, and they had that little scuffle on Twitter, which is pretty entertaining. But we never knew that things were physical between them. And what does worry me is things that weren't caught on camera, what we didn't see that happened between them on camera. A lot of people are talking about how couples can look so happy and things can look like a fantasy relationship on social media, but behind closed doors or behind a closed elevator, you don't know what is going on. You know, for a long time, we've seen Quavo just throw gifts at Sweetie and her talk about how she, you know, needs that Birkin and all that. And some people do think that's important. I understand that. But I would not trade a Birkin for having a relationship like this. That is not something that I would ever want or would ever wish upon anyone. And that's kind of how I feel about that whole thing. Like I said, I'm really happy that they have decided to move on from each other, because it looks like it was a very toxic relationship, and domestic violence is a huge problem. So if you are struggling with it or know someone that is struggling with domestic violence, I did put resources on the site to help you out. So go check that out, wildthenew49.com. Click on my name, Crystal Rosas. Now we're going to move right along and talk about, what's his name again? Malik Beasley. Does that name ring a bell to you? Y'all remember when Larsa Pippen showed up on Instagram with this NBA player and his wife came out and was like, we are still married. Like, I had no idea that Malik was out here talking to Larsa Pippen. Well, I have an update on this situation. That was a while ago, because I was still not working from home. But basically Malik Beasley is an NBA player, and him and his wife are going through a divorce right now. She was acting like they were together when she found out that he was dating Larsa Pimpin. But that's not what the receipts said, because according to Malik and his receipts, they had already been separated for a second. So it kind of looked like she was trying to play the victim card out here, and that just really wasn't fair. But him and his wife, Montana Yao, are having some issues that have to do with child support and spousal support. So according to these like files obtained from the court hearings, this soon-to-be ex-wife, Montana, she was requesting $5,000 a month from Malik for spousal support. So that's just being a wifey that you left, $5,000 a month. And she also asked for $8,000 a month for temporary child support, because they do have a 2-year-old son. Now, what ended up happening is that she was not granted that $5,000 spousal support. She was not. The judge said no, but he did grant a temporary $6,500 for child support, which is like $1,500 less than what she asked for. And she also asked for her attorney fees to be paid. That was $20,000 right there. The judge said no. And she also asked for an advance, a cash advance for her spousal support of $15,000. And the judge also said no. So I feel bad for her. Like, this was not supposed to happen. Like, sis was out here embarrassed on the gram, even though they were technically separated. Like, they were still married. And she was out here embarrassed by him all over the gram because he's out here with Larsa Pimpin and taking her to dinners and walking with her at the airport and stuff. And she's over here stuck at the house with her two-year-old. She's getting the short end of the stick. I wish that she would have paid more for the lawyers, because I really think this all just goes down to the lawyers. If you can lawyer up and get a good lawyer, anything can happen, because these lawyers know judges. Like, that's really how it is. Like, the better the lawyer, they probably have a good relationship with the judge, and then the judge will usually rule in your favor. But no, it looks like she might have skimped out a little bit on getting a good lawyer, and now she's getting, like, not that much as she should. Like, if he could really pay, you know, a good $5,000 a month for spousal support on top of $8,000 for child support, that would be good for her. I mean, that's a lot of money, but the judge is saying no. And this is a reason I was, like, reading through comments, because, of course, people have a lot to say. And in Monday night's episode, I was talking about how Kris Jenner, she married at 17 to Rob Kardashian, and she says that she didn't have to pay not one dime in any type of bills. This is one of those instances why us females need to make sure that our bag is secure before getting with any type of dude, or that we have something going for us. She's an Instagram baddie, so I'm sure she'd be getting those flat tummy tea sponsorships and all that. Like, she's a really pretty young woman. But she, like I said, she got the short end of the stick, and she's wanting more money that she's not going to get. So this is just one example of many that us ladies need to make sure we get it together and don't rely on a man. Like, that NBA paycheck is probably cute for the first year or two, but then people can change, things can change, and you can go from, you know, living in the hills, like, you know what I'm saying, like the Oakland Hills, and then having to live down, like, not in the Oakland Hills. I don't want to be rude to people who live in certain parts of Oakland, so I just said not the Oakland Hills. But you know what I'm trying to say. Be smart with what you get into, ladies. Do not rely on a man, because just as easy as you can get one, you can lose one. And look what happens here. She's out here on private jets at one point, rocking Birkins, and now this, because of this judge, she is not getting what she feels is right and what she deserves, even though she's getting that cool child support. That's having a whole job, $6,500 a month for child support. Dang. But kids are kind of expensive. Yeah, kids are expensive. So yeah, that's a little update on that situation. The details, if you want to read more about it, LaCrystalRosas.com. Now I have to give a free Britney update, because it's still not looking good for our poor queen, Britney Spears. If you haven't yet, you need to watch that documentary, Framing Britney. It's crazy. And Britney actually did watch part of the documentary. She says that she didn't get to watch the whole thing. It was just too much for her. But in an Instagram post, again, she is... Okay, who is her team? Why aren't her conservatorships out here monitoring her social media and, like, not making her look just different? I don't want to say crazy, but y'all know, like, the eyeliner just keeps getting darker and thicker and, like, drippier, and her hair is just still not, like, what? It's still very confusing. I've talked about it a lot, how I do not understand what is going on with Britney Spears and her social media, but she posted a video of her dancing to Steven Tyler's song Crazy, and she did open up a little bit about the documentary. She's saying that I did not see the whole documentary, but from what I did see, I was embarrassed by the light they put me in. I cried for 2 weeks, and well, I still cry sometimes. She says, I do what I can in my own spirituality with myself to try and keep my own joy, love, and happiness. Every day dancing brings me joy. I'm not here to be perfect. Perfect is boring. I'm here to pass on kindness. So, okay, she herself is saying, my eyeliner is not perfect. My hair is not perfect. My outfits are not perfect. My dancing is not perfect. But she just wants to spread love and kindness, and I think that's great. I feel like I'm trying to figure out what parts of, I mean, the documentary was tough. Like, if you saw that documentary about yourself, you would be like, yeah, dang, like, whoa, this is heavy. So I do, in one sense, see why she would be embarrassed by it, but I don't think they tried to depict her in a bad light. I don't think that's what it was at all. I think the documentary was just explaining what has been happening in her life and what has led up to this point where she does not have her freedom and why people are screaming, free Britney. I mean, I feel bad that she's saying that she's embarrassed by it, but I'm more embarrassed about her dad and how her dad needs to leave her the F alone. But I'm happy that she's being more honest on her Instagram. I mean, she usually does not post captions like that and open up too much about how she feels. So this is definitely a good step. And we're just going to have to wait and see what happens because the courts are still battling with her and her conservatorship. She's hoping that she can get someone else to be in charge of her and her life other than her dad, because a lot of people around her, including herself, including her mans, her boyfriend, just do not like her dad at all and do not think that he is doing her any service by being her conservator. So we're going to have to wait and see for that to keep developing. But as of now, at least we know that Britney saw it, and I hope that she, you know, doesn't cry as much as she's saying she does, because that's really tough. We love you, Britney. Hashtag free Britney. Well, there it is. Thank you for listening. If you have not subscribed yet, please subscribe. Share the podcast with your friends if you are really liking it. I'm live on Wild 94.9 here in San Francisco on your radio Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight. And I'm on the free iHeartRadio app. You can listen to me on multiple markets across our country on our free iHeartRadio app as well. So check out which stations I'm on my socials, on everything. I'm at La Crystal Rosas. And all the stories, like I said, and more are on the site, lacrystalrosas.com. I love you, and I will see you on the next one. Mwah.